This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. An early 20th century artist locked away for decades in a mental asylum. A 21st century singer-songwriter discovered on YouTube. Their lives couldn't be more different. But a group of documentary filmmakers has found a way to bring the two together in a project that makes its HBO debut today. KUNC arts reporter Stacey Nick has more.
Danielle Anderson is known for being quirky. First, there's the name of her band.
This is Danielle Ate the Sandwich.
Then there's her deep and unabiding love of all things pop culture.
I also hope to be at a party, you know, flirting with Channing Tatum. He's married. Which one isn't married? They're all married. Who's single?
And toss in any of the hundreds of YouTube videos she posts, featuring everything from ukulele covers of Journey songs to her own brand of toothbrushes.
For people who don't really care about their teeth.
But when she was approached to compose the soundtrack for a documentary about painter Edith Lake Wilkinson, she wasn't sure if she was quite up to the challenge.
She was older than me. She, like, lived so long ago. I don't want to, like, offend her by singing lyrics about hot dogs like I usually do.
I could see in Danielle that she'd be able to do it.
That's Michelle Boyaner, one of Anderson's biggest fans, a friend, and also the director of the HBO documentary Packed in a Trunk, The Lost Art of Edith Lake Wilkinson.
And I could also see that she might not believe that she could do it.
So she asked her to think about the project a little differently.
Don't be intimidated by the word composer, and don't be intimidated by the word score. Let's just think of it as we're creating pieces of music that are going to help us tell the story, you know? And it was just baby steps, really.
Where there is light, there is a dream.
It all started by writing letters.
Edith, today, I broke up with my boyfriend. What do I do? What do you think about God? Do you believe in God?
Seems there is a pulling.
And I don't know if it was a successful exercise, but it did just kind of open up a conversation.
And the more she wrote, the more she realized how much they had in common. Holding the very sketchbook that the artist had worked from, she says she began connecting with Wilkinson.
If I got moved, like if I got goosebumps or something, I was like, it's her, she's brushing my face with her fingers. But nothing extremely unexplainable happened, you know what I mean? But I liked to think she was in the room, was like, you're doing fine, kid, you got it.
Anderson was going through a breakup while writing. She'd moved to Minneapolis for a man. When things ended, she was faced with a tough decision, stay or come home to Fort Collins. The experience spawned the song, Coming Back Down.
Free as a bird. One of the verses in the song is like, there is a path many have chosen, and those on the course are given warning. And it's about artists in general, anybody who does something kind of contrary to society, and people go, you're gonna regret it.
Edith, too, lost a lot for love.
She was a gay artist, and she had a companion named Fanny that we know about.
At the time, homosexuality was extremely taboo. It may have even been part of the reason Edith was institutionalized and her art packed away in a trunk for more than 40 years. The true reason remains a mystery. That shows up in the song Caught in a Moment.
And then the bridge, it goes, they say I was wrong to be loving you.
Say it's a choice to be loving you.
And that is a moment of clarity for her to say, you can say I'm wrong, you can say I'm crazy, but there's one thing I know for sure you can't take away from me. It's who I am and what I did and who I loved.
And while Edith Lake Wilkinson died at age 89, penniless and as an unknown artist, director Michelle Boyaner hopes this is where Anderson's career gets the attention it deserves.
She should absolutely just, you know, explode out of a confetti cannon after this, is what I'm hoping.
As for Anderson, her reaction is, you guessed it, quirky.
If nothing comes from it other than what's already come, I'm an extremely lucky human being, because I've been given a lot of good personal successes, good emotional successes, great times with the filmmakers and with Edith. So life is good, man. Life is good.
For KUNC, I'm Stacey Nick.